In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have today the feast of Saint Raymond of Penafort, and he was a Spanish man who reached the age of 100. And regarding his age, it's remarkable that he first started as a great academician and was well received in courts and universities for the sake of his high learning. And he took a degree of a doctor and was very well received and renowned in top universities. And he was made archdeacon by a bishop of Barcelona in the year 1219. And he got the good news about the establishment of the new order of preachers, commonly called the Dominicans, he, for the zeal God have given him, made an entry to the novitiate of the order of the Dominicans. This entering to the order happened in the year 1222, and Saint Raymond was at that time already 47 years old. He, of course, when joining the order, had to take a novitiate, and you can imagine that when 47-year-old man, old man was there among the young novices who, regarding him, were really nothing but children, you could have imagined that he might have some difficulties in getting into community, or hesitations, or difficulties in showing obedience. But no, Saint Raymond, as all the saints, was a remarkable example of a perfect humility and perfect obedience. No one among those very young novices was more humble, more obedient, and more joyful in fulfilling superior's commands as Saint Raymond was. After his novitiate, when he became a Dominican himself, his superiors, realizing his great value in learning, wanted him to take a special project. He was supposed to collect all the cases of conscience which the confessors had problems with, and which they have written down for discussion of what to do in this and this cases of conscience, but which no one had yet bind together into one great volume. And those days, about 800 years ago, the books were very rare and expensive, and to collect a book which would contain in itself all kinds of various cases about the problems the confessors might have, it was a huge and difficult project. But Dominican superiors saw that Saint Raymond was perfect for that job, and even though he had not expected that, he did just that. And his masterpiece, huge volume, called the Summa, about the cases of the penitents, was the first work of its kind. And ever since that, Saint Raymond became known as an expert of how to deal in the cases concerning confession. So in a very special manner, today the Mass and Feast of a Confessor, in a very special way, is good for Saint Raymond, because not only he wrote about the cases of confession and how to deal with the penitent, he truly was a great confessor himself. When he was sent to the missions, he used to hear lots of confessions and instructing the penitents and also giving catechism class and instruct the freshly converted Catholics. And for his works, he also made many and many converts, not only among the heretics, but also among the Jews and Moors. And finally, his learning and his ability to preach and to deal with the penitents became so renowned that the Pope himself, who at that time was Gregory the Ninth, called him to Rome and nominated him to various papal offices. And in this way, Saint Raymond became familiar not only with the cases of conscience, but also how the Church was to be governed. The Catholic Church is a big and huge organization, and it takes many, many volumes of books and cases how to govern all this. And those Dominicans who were well known for their learning again saw that Saint Raymond was a perfect man for collecting different cases and studies about church governing. So, children, this saint in a very special manner is good invoking and making a good confession. In the spiritual life of children and adults, there occasionally comes instances which are hard and which might be delicate, and which you might say to the confessional to ask how to deal with these cases. And all the priests to whom you go, they have been instructed and they have been given learning by the men who are wiser and more experienced than them. And these priests try their best to act like Saint Raymond did, always knowing and instructing the convert or the penitent in a best possible manner. And we priests, like researchers do, if we don't know the answer, we have been trained always how to find the correct answer and how to give the best possible advice to every kind of trouble which the penitent might have. So remember Saint Raymond when you are in special need of spiritual advice, or you have difficulties making a good confession. Saint Raymond, of course, was well learned, but most important, he always submitted himself gladly and joyfully to the servitude of God, and always saw the best interests of the people around him. This humility was the one which raised him to become a real saint of God. And even though you of course need to study hard and you need to do your best in the school, the most important thing is that you love God as a true father, and you always seek the welfare and goodness of your fellow men, showing in this way, like Saint Raymond did, that the true wisdom is to love God more than anything else, and your neighbor as yourself. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.